with Fudge and Rach. Fudge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Port Macquarie.
Let's go!
She's back.
Did you miss me?
It's Rachel, isn't it?
Yeah, hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice.
Well done.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Yeah, that's what you look like, I remember now.
Yeah, that's right. How was New Zealand?
It was amazing.
We're going to talk about it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
A couple of times, but it's only because there's a couple of things that happened. One of them I need your advice on, because I don't know if something that happened to me was flirty or really creepy.
Oh, dear. Right.
And, of course, the reason that I went over was to see one of my friends, and I'll play her reaction a little bit later on in the show.
Because you surprised her, didn't you?
She had no idea that I was going over, which is why I couldn't talk too much about it before I left.
Well, I'll tell you this right now, for now, Dean McCarthy and I have bonded a little bit, but it took all week. It was sort of awkward at the beginning of the week, because it was just the boys, and it was kind of like, hey, buddy.
My two boys are bonding.
But then by the end of the week, we were kind of, I don't know what the on-air equivalent of embracing is, but we were doing that.
You were radio hugging each other.
Radio hugging.
Oh, darling.
Amongst other things. So we'll chat to him a little bit later. I know he's going to be very, very happy to have you back. All that and more. Of course, Mum's in Motion starts today as well. Our Mother's Day.
Guys, heads up, Mother's Day this weekend.
Oh.
If you like Bod, you live away from your mum, maybe you want to call your mum or send your mum something.
No.
Just remember, this weekend, you've got a whole week. Don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say we didn't warn you now.
That's right. 6:04, very good morning. Happy Monday. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, Bod and Rach this morning.
You're getting up with Bod and Rach on Hit.
Why is it that every time I go on a plane, I get sick?
Did you get sick?
Yes.
No. What beginning or end or what?
End. So my last day in New Zealand, I went over to visit my friend Bree, and she didn't know that I was going. It was a surprise for her.
Yeah.
So she and her partner were at work the whole time, pretty much, which was fine with me. One day I went for a long walk. I went and did some sightseeing, and then one day I went into work with Bree because she works in radio as well.
Yes.
So I went in and saw their stations over there and everything like that. But on the last day, I spent it on the couch watching Netflix because I was crook. And then on the way back, the flight back, it stuffed with my sinuses again. So I've been coughing for the last 2 days.
Well, don't get me sick. I've got a wedding coming up, mate.
So do I, next weekend as well.
Oh, yeah,
but yours
same
is
day.
A bit more important, though, because you're the best man.
That's right. That's
I'm not.
Well, I mean,
my brother's in the bridal party.
Let's be honest. My speech is going to be poo anyway. But
no, it's not. I reckon you're going to nail it.
I haven't written it.
You're maybe not going to nail it all that much, but I believe in you.
I'll tell you the first line of it later. You can be the judge. But you enjoyed your time away. You were refreshed.
Yeah, I did. New Zealand's amazing, by the way. I didn't get to see, obviously, all that much of it because I was mainly in Auckland the whole time because I was only there for 4 or 5 days. But I'll definitely be going back. It's so beautiful. There's lots of stuff to do there. And I bought new clothes, which I was really happy with.
Did anyone call you bro? Does that happen lots over there?
Yes. I didn't get called bro.
Bro?
Bro. But a lot of people,
is it a strong accent over there?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
Lots of
and
sheep?
Everyone's... No, I didn't see a sheep.
Oh, wow.
Did not see a sheep. Not too many of those in the city. But everyone's happy. Like, they're all comedics over there. They crack jokes all the time. And I'm just like, how are you so happy?
As in, like, the same way that we're sort of seen as larrikins or...
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
They're just funny people and they're just jolly people. They're all just happy.
You're right. Like, I don't know if I want to go there.
Do you know what was worse, though? I'm, like, walking around and everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is my partner. I'm married here. And I'm like, people that are my age. I'm like, oh, yeah, so are you single? They're like, nah, bro, I've been married for 5 years. I'm like... Go away! Why? Why is everyone so happy and so married over here?
Oh, dear. Well, you're back now and you've got to put up with me every morning.
Yay!
We've got lots to get into because you've missed some fun. But, we'll talk about some of that. But we will chat with your husband shortly as well. I know he's missed you.
I've missed him.
That's right.
Dean McCarthy.
And when Lee walks in, Lee Jolo, to do his local news and give him a hug, he hasn't seen you yet as well.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
We've been busy doing our work.
That is true.
Loads to get through this morning. It's 6:15. Bodge and Rage. Happy Monday right here on Hit.
Here we go.
Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rage on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Rachel, I don't normally get around tech talk. Okay. Yeah. I don't normally do it.
You're not that bad. You're not as bad as you think you are.
No, this is true. I do all right with it, but I love Instagram all of a sudden.
Do you know what? Instagram is overtaking Facebook.
I'm so glad you said that.
Isn't that crazy?
I deleted my Snapchat because you don't need Snapchat anymore. What do you need? Well, all right.
I have Snapchat for one reason, and it's because there's a boy
yeah,
that I like.
Steady on now.
No, so. Nothing like that.
I bet it is a bit like that.
No, it's not.
Hey, look, but Instagram they've got a couple of partnerships that are brand new, and they're a little bit exciting.
Go on.
So Spotify and Instagram.
Ooh.
Now, I don't use Spotify ever.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't. I just use YouTube. I just stream whatever. But I'm fonder of Instagram than Facebook. One, because there's less clunk on Instagram.
Yeah, there is. There
and
is.
And it just sticks to bang. Hashtags actually work
even
as well.
On Instagram. Yeah, they don't really work all that often on Facebook.
No.
But even with Instagram, when you're scrolling through, obviously there's going to be sponsorships and the ads, but there's not as much. Whereas when you open up Facebook, you've got your newsfeed right in the middle, but then there's all ads around
everywhere.
It. Whereas Instagram, you just scroll straight past them.
Yep, that's right. Now, it's also a simple profile and timeline, which I get around that. Snapchat's obsolete. Just get rid of it.
Yeah, Snapchat's pretty much
data,
done now.
Just you can do it all on Insta. They've teamed up with Spotify, which means you'll be able to irritate your mates with the sort of music you're listening to and the screenshots. And
so how are they doing it? Well, do you know what I'm picturing?
Go on.
Filters with Spotify built into them. Do you know how they do those filters? And sometimes they've got the songs through them.
Can
you personalize
quite.
A filter? That would be cool.
Not quite. You know, if you say you're listening to Spotify on your mobile, right?
Yep.
On the app, you'll be able to share it to Instagram from there. It'll show
in like a story format. Okay, cool. I like that.
Or even as just an image, you can do it as that. So it's basically Instagram inside your Spotify.
Yeah, nice.
Which I get around, even though I don't use it. The other one, and this is what's going to really be cool for people that use their GoPros, because I don't have one of them either.
My brother loves. I bought one for him.
Yeah.
FYI, best sister in the world, because it was his Christmas/birthday present. Bought him a brand new GoPro. He loves it.
Well, that just says that you sort of, merged the two and bought him one present.
Do you know how expensive a brand new GoPro is?
No, I don't have one.
Exactly.
But let me tell you, Instagram have also partnered up with GoPro and they got integration with that as well. So the new update, when you use a GoPro for your handiwork,
smart.
You use the GoPro app to load it straight to Instagram.
Instagram. Oh!
So if you're into your amateur photography, right, and you're using a GoPro, I'd say, do you know what? And I wouldn't even call her an amateur, but Bianca here at the station
uses
her
GoPro.
Photos, and we put them up on our Hit Mid North
Coast
page.
Yeah, they're very good.
We still hear her photos. That's how good they
because
are.
Because they're good. She lives on a farm, and she's got all these cute animals, and then has really beautiful sunrises and
That's
stuff
true.
That you can't get anywhere else other than the Mid North Coast.
That's right. And she's got little duckies that jump up on
so
her table
cute.
And stuff. But for things like this, it's going to make it a lot more, the quality of the photos.
If you've got
really
a drone,
good.
Smack your GoPro on your drone, go
exactly.
get some awesome drone footage, put it straight up on your Instagram.
How good is that? So if you'd love to go and see some of Bianca's photos, by the way.
Hit me North Coast.
Well, no, this isn't a plug for our Instagram, but it is kind of now. But I get around when companies like that make smart choices because they've done Spotify, so they've done music.
Yep.
They've done GoPro, so they've done images, and it just reeks of professionalism, especially when you consider Facebook is kind of on the decline
I'm
at the minute.
Froth. Do you know what? I don't think Facebook will ever go anywhere.
No.
I don't think it will leave officially, but I'm just frothing on Insta at the moment, hey.
I know how you feel. It's so good.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3.
A very good morning to
Didi.
I know you're excited,
Rachel. Good morning, everyone.
I am.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Dean? Have you enjoyed your weekend, even though it's still Sunday in LA?
Oh, you know what? I've had an absolute blast. Great weekend. I went snow skiing. It was great. And now I'm back to work.
I saw that, by the way, on your Instagram. You stacked it, Dean, and you did it ever so gracefully, my darling.
I stacked it really hard, but I tried so hard to keep it fabulous and Hollywood and gorge, but it was really embarrassing. So the skis came off.
Oh, Dean, if it makes you feel any better, I've never been skiing, so I probably would have done it 10 times worse than you. So.
Oh, I would have saved you. I would have thrown myself on the ground and saved your fall.
Stop it. All right. Speaking of fabulous and beautiful, apart from you, of course, Dean McCarthy, Meghan Markle, her mother is doing an interview.
Okay, this is really, this is fantastic, actually. Meghan Markle's mother, they're very, very close, Meghan and her mother. She's sitting down with Oprah Winfrey. Now, the two of them are going to talk about race relations in America because, as you may know, Meghan, of course, is biracial. And when she first started dating Harry, she got lots of mean online hate because people are disgusting.
Yeah.
She got a lot of hard hate about this. So I'm interested to see the conversation from a royal perspective as to how this has played out with Meghan's mother and Oprah Winfrey. And I imagine they'll also talk about other members of the family that are a bit, you know, there's all these weird cousins and brothers, half-brothers that are coming out being awful towards Meghan. So it'll be interesting. We'll learn a lot.
So her and her mother are close. That's not part of the family that's kind of drifting away from
it's
Meghan,
the dad's
right?
Side.
It's the dad's side.
Yeah.
No. Right. They're the ones that are actually close. She's very, very close to her mother.
Yep. Oh, okay. Awesome. And also, of course, the wedding is, funnily enough, Bodge, when you and I are both at a wedding on the exact same day, May 19th.
Yeah.
We're all at different weddings. But her wedding dress, Dean, Meghan's wedding dress.
Oh, my goodness. Meghan's wedding dress is being designed by Australian designers Ralph and Rosso, and the price, $180,000. Now, here's my question for you two. Do you think she got a discount? Was there like a... Like, were they throwing a veil, like a couple of bridesmaids? Like, what did she get?
Why wouldn't you?
Surely. Would you? Because I was thinking the other way. If they were smart, they're like, mate, you're royal now. You are so rich.
Not at all. Do you remember any time Diana touched an article of clothing,
sales
went nuts.
That's true.
So, and it was the same with Kate, and I reckon they're just going to make so much business.
That is very true.
This is going to be so big for them. So, but Dean, you'll love this. Rach was asking me before how much I reckon it costs, and I jokingly said between $100,000 and $200,000, and she said yes, and I said, "Is it over $150,000?" And then I wrote the numbers down.
I
said $185,000.
He was very close.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
I think we've got
very, very close.
A new royal reporter on our hands right here.
I do have to say, though. I do have to say, though, Rach, while you were away, like we fumbled a little bit. I let Dean down with some audio that I forgot to save and play. And apart from that, I think I did okay while you were gone. Did I not, Dean?
You were so good. You were fantastic. I was very impressed and very proud.
Isn't my husband just beautiful? He just compliments everyone. He makes your day.
I am smiling pretty big right now.
Dean, you are off on a very... long story short, I've worked with Dean for about 3 years at my previous job and everything as well. He's never taken a day off, so he's finally going off, taking a bit of a break for the next 2 weeks. So enjoy yourself. We love you. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes. Thank you so much. I look forward to chatting with you. Next time we cross, I'll be on the red carpet of the Billboard Music Awards. So let's do that.
Oh, what a way to bring it back, Dean McCarthy. Thank you. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye, guys.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
I have just gotten back from New Zealand.
Yes.
Went to New Zealand last week and spent most of my time in Auckland with my friends. And there was one day that I didn't have anything to do because my friend and her partner were both at work.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, I'll go for a wander. So I decided to go. I was staying in Auckland City and I decided to go to the aquarium for the day. Didn't realise that it was actually about 7 km away from the city. I ended up walking 17 kilometres that day. I walked out to the aquarium and back to the city and then wandered back to Bree's house and everything like that. But something happened on my walk back from the aquarium back into the city that I didn't know whether it was flirty or whether it was actually quite creepy.
Well, let's set it up. What happened? Where were you?
So I'm walking. There's one road that goes along like a lake thing, a bay. On my way back to the city, I can see the city in front of me. Okay. I'm walking along the side of it. It's quite a busy road.
Okay, so it's not like a parkland or anything
like
that?
No, nothing like that. Okay, I'm walking on the side of... It's a main road, basically. It's not like a highway, but it's a main road.
Are we talking daytime, nighttime?
Daytime,
okay,
in the afternoon.
Cool.
Walking along. It's not late afternoon either. It's like around 1 or 2 o'clock.
Right.
Walking along, and I go to cross a driveway, which is a let-in to a car park near a marina. So I'm walking across the driveway and this car pulls in near me, and there's a bloke in it. Anyway, he's a Kiwi bloke. He's around about mid-20s or something.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, excuse me. And I turn around. I'm like, yeah, hey, what's up? He was like, oh, can you tell me which way to the city? And I was like, it's that way. It's just, yeah, just where down the there. He was like, yeah, where the see where the city silhouette is? That's
the massive buildings.
That's
might
where
be
the city is. Yeah. And he was like, oh, right. Oh, so it's that way. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it's that way. He goes, oh, where are you heading? And I was like, to the city? And he was like, oh, how are you? Are you walking there? And I was like, yeah, I'm walking there. He's like, oh, are you right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay.
That was
kept walking. He drove off in the opposite direction of the city.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people lie and sometimes people are quite – if you're a child and you're listening and people ask you what you're doing and you're by yourself and maybe your parents aren't around, my advice is to give them no information and then tell an adult when you see them. I think, Rachel, what you should have done is just said, mate, do what I do whenever I see like a charity collector or a person on the street. Just pretend you don't speak English.
You're not helping me, mate. That's not what I wanted to know. I wanted to know whether this guy was genuinely just being
No. It's definitely
or
creepy.
Flirty or whether that was creepy.
Definitely a stabby, murdery vibe going on there. I feel like you were in serious
trouble.
Well,
I'm all safe and I'm all fine and I'm back, so...
I think if we're going to go with either creepy or flirty...
Creepy.
Okay.
Here we go! Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
I saw something last night that I wanted to share with everyone because I think, one, it could help a lot of people on the Mid-North Coast, and two, I think it's just an amazing, incredible development in technology that I did not know was actually a thing. So one of the girls, of course, I play netball.
Yes.
On the Mid-North Coast, and one of the girls on my netball team invited me a little while ago to a Facebook group, which is all about her son, Caleb. And if you're watching the project a couple of weeks ago, you may have seen Caleb from Port Macquarie on the project as part of one of their stories.
I'm so glad I didn't say I never watched the project because I hate Wale. But there you go.
Caleb was on one of their stories, and Caleb in 2015 was found to have a brain tumour.
Oh, right.
So Caleb has to deal with, and obviously my friend that I play netball with as well, Suzanne, has to deal with a lot of stuff being in their family. Yeah. They have to deal with medical issues and all this kind of stuff. Now, something that I saw as well, so basically on this group, it shows, it's there's a lot of different people dealing with a lot of different things, and someone has shared a post to this group. A woman in the ACT named Lizzie, her daughter Freya, must be dealing with a similar situation because her immune system was compromised to the point that she couldn't go outside.
Okay.
So a company called Missing School has sent a telepresent robot to attend Freya's classes for her.
Hang on. Break this down a little bit for me because it sounds like a telly that records and you can watch it from bed.
So Freya obviously is affected by a disease and she cannot go outside because of her immune system. Missing School send a telepresence robot pilot. Basically, it's a device. The student can control it from a remote location and they have almost like a FaceTime thing going on.
Right, okay.
So their face is shown around on this robot. They can see their teachers.
Yeah.
They can receive exactly the same instruction as their peers. They can move it around between classrooms if allowed, socialize with their friends, participate in as much of the school day as possible with their classmates, all from the comfort of their own home through this robot.
I have picked one thing, okay? That I used to love doing at school that you can't do if your face is on a tablet, spitballs.
No.
So you can't do spitballs at the teacher. So you're probably going to be very well behaved.
Pretty sure we're not encouraging spitballs in this day and age.
Exactly.
But how cool is this? It's a place called a company called Missing School, and it's all with funding from St. George Foundation's Inspire grant. Now, these things could be going anywhere. I didn't realise that they were real. It's in the ACT. It's happening right now.
It's very science fiction. It's incredible to think that we have come that far. But so that's... that sounds like something that's maybe just taking off, though, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think so, but it could help kids like Caleb on the Mid North Coast or any kids that are being affected by this stuff. If you wanted to have a look at it or have a look into it as well, it's missingschool.org.au/telepresence, and you can check it out all out for yourself.
I think what we need to do, and I would like to do this as well because I'm curious now, I think we get on to them and we have a chat with them.
Sure.
And just find out what it is they do and what maybe why they do it as well.
Yeah.
Because this might be something that's budding, and it might be one of those things where awareness is the key, and then they get it out there and it helps a lot of people.
Yeah, let's follow it up.
So that's what we're going to do.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Rachel.
Joshua in Port Macquarie is on the line right now. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, doing all right, mate. How are you doing for a Monday morning?
Yeah, not too bad. How was your holiday?
Oh, mate, it was so good. I'll tell you more about that next. We're here to see if you can win $280, Josh.
Bloody hell. Don't.
No, I thought that was a brilliant segue. Thank you.
Josh. No, it's all right, mate. You were asking her a question. You know, just saying, you know, you're showing her that you give a darn.
And I said it was bloody brilliant, yeah, but right. We're also going to be talking a bit more about it next. Josh, do you want to win $280 right now?
I sure do.
See, exactly. You'd rather win some money rather than hear about me talk about my holiday that I've just been on.
This is true.
All right, Josh. You know the name of the game. 10 seconds on the clock. 5 answers inside that 10 seconds. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Before we get into it, I need to tell you something, Rachel, that I wasn't going to tell you and I forgot.
Okay? What did you do?
Last week, somebody stole my ticking clock. You know, the 10-second clock?
Yeah.
So I can still do a 10-second timer on here, but someone stole it. I know, you're looking at me like this can't be happening, but it's absolutely true. Someone's come in here and they've actually deleted it, so I'm going to have to improvise. And you're not going to... The actual good thing for Josh is he's not going to hear a ticking in the background. There's going to be less pressure.
Okay.
So we'll just call it when it happens, okay?
Josh, I've come back and the show's fallen apart, so, you know, we'll get on with it because we're professionals, aren't we, Josh?
Well...
Yeah.
Josh is like, can you ask me the questions so that I can win my money now? All right, here we go, Josh. 10 seconds on the clock. I need you to name me and give me the full name, first and last name, of all the Spice Girls. Go.
Jerry Halliwell, Victoria Beckham.
Quick, I don't know how much time you've got left.
I think
the time's up. There we go.
I gave him 15 seconds.
Gosh.
Because I thought, well, why not?
The buzzer's not working either.
5 in 15.
5 in 15 instead of 5 in 10. You got 2 out of them. I'm actually very, very, very impressed with that.
Why?
Because he got 2 right. I didn't even know one of them. Well, actually, I did know one of them, Victoria, and that's about it.
Josh, if the question was just name all the Spice Girls, what would you have done if you'd done, like, you know, all their other names?
I would have done 40.
Yeah,
it's a bit easier. We had to make
sporty,
it a bit harder.
Sporty, ginger,
for you,
posh, baby, and scary.
All right, all their names: yeah. Melanie Brown, Melanie Chisholm, Emma Bunton, Victoria Beckham, Jerry Halliwell. Also, I would have taken Jerry Horner as well because she's changed her name. Don't have a giggle, right. Josh. Thank you so much for playing.
No worries.
We'll speak to you soon.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to have a surname like Horner, I mean, you're going to get a couple of little giggles, aren't you? $290 for tomorrow.
Well,
I'll make sure I've got
adults about it.
I need to find who's stolen my ticking clock because that's really ticked me off. That wasn't a joke.
It was just a joke.
Irritating.
That was terrible.
It's irritating.
Terrible.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
You are the prank genius right now.
I will take a bow for this one, actually. This has been a very, very long time in the making. So I used to work with my lovely friend, Bree.
Yes.
For 2 years we worked together.
Now, she's another radio host. Just,
yes.
We had it for the summer, for part of the summer. I'm pretty sure Gaundy and did they not
Tanya.
Have a... Tanya, oh,
that
whoops.
Was Tanya Hennessy.
Oh, I listened to our station.
Actually, she would have been on Weekend Breakfast here last year.
That's
so
right.
Bree and Gordy were the
there
show
you go. I
used to work on. Yeah, you said summer, though. That
whatever.
Was...
It's always summer on the Mid North Coast.
That's true. Bree and Gorney used to do the Weekend Breakfast Show, and yeah, I used to work with them. And Bree has recently moved overseas. So in the 2 years that I worked with her, she pranked everyone. She scared everyone.
She pranked me the one time I met her. It was terrible.
She is insane with it. And after 2 years of working with her, I've never, ever been able to get her back.
Yeah.
Until now.
So what'd you do?
Oh, okay. So I went over to visit her. There was nothing special about it. There was no birthdays or anything like that. I planned it with her partner. Went over to visit her. I'll quickly give you a rundown before I play her reaction. I'll give you a rundown of what happened. I got in on the Sunday night at midnight.
Yes.
Was supposed to go to her work the next morning. Stayed in a hotel the first night. Was supposed to go to her work the next morning. Couldn't do that because she was extremely busy that morning. And also her partner, Ash, who was supposed to take me to her work, started a new job.
Right.
So for the first day, I was basically killing time. And then we weren't sure whether we were going to surprise her in the restaurant, whether we were going to surprise her in her apartment. It ended up working out that we got home before Bree did. Ash and I ran upstairs.
Right.
Ash put me in the bedroom, closed the door and was like, just stay there. I'll set the whole thing up.
Right. Okay.
Now, it was their anniversary not too long before I got there. And this was Ash's anniversary present to Bree.
Oh, did she forget one?
What she said was, was like, oh, just by the way, you know, you know how I didn't get your present? Well, I've been waiting for it to get here from overseas. And Bree had no idea what the hell was going on.
Probably thinks it's like a scarf or something.
This was her reaction.
Hey, oh, my God! Holy shit! Hey!
Now, in the one time that I met her, know that she is one of those people you just can't get.
Never.
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 There's not too many people like her. Our boss, Crowe, is one of them. But, Bree, I tell you what.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Bree, she's done ya.
Finally.
Oh. Have you been working out?
It's time to carry Mum with Hit FM's Mums in Motion.
That's right. And thanks to Aqua Vitae in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie. This is what you could win, Rachel. Okay. Ultimate pamper pack. Okay.
Divine indulgence package worth $500.
Do you know what? They say that, but I feel like it's worth more. If you've ever been there, it's
for mums, it's going to be worth more. It's almost bloody priceless.
That's right. Now, who have we got on the line, Rachel?
His name is Isaac. Morning, Isaac.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you have registered at hit.com.au, and why does your mum deserve to be looked after this Mother's Day, Isaac?
You know, she just finished her 5th Ironman yesterday.
She finished the Ironman?
Yes, and she has actually just been, you know, my father was in hospital a couple of years ago, and she's been running me around ever since to get me to training and things like that every day to work, making sure I'm fed, making sure I'm safe and looked after. And that's why she's the best mum ever.
Wow. Oh, well, Isaac,
I've also got one more piece of information here. You're 17 years old, right? And I understand you're joining the armed forces.
Yes, I'm joining the armed forces on the 9th of July. I'm going down to Kapuka as an infantry soldier.
Good. Oh, my God.
Good
congrats.
On you, brother. Thanks for that. That's always appreciated. I've got a lot of friends in the armed forces.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of appreciation for it. And obviously your mum's hearing that a 17-year-old lad who's about to become a man is going off to serve his country. So you want to do something nice for her.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that it's the least I can do for her and what she's done for me, you know. And I think that I'll even go along with her and buy my own little package to pay for my
What a good bloke.
All right. Isaac, we've got to get down to the nitty and gritty of this because you are our very first finalist to come along this Friday and take part in our mum's carrying competition.
Mm.
Now, you just said that your mum's completed the Ironman.
Oh, jeez.
You're about to go into the armed forces, so I'd imagine you'd be a pretty fit lad yourself.
Yeah, it's
a
good call.
Do you think you'd be able to carry your mum?
Yeah.
Well, let's break this down. You're actually going to be putting her in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're going to bung...
I wasn't going to tell you that.
Bung your mum in a barrow, and you got to wheel her the quickest across the line, okay?
Do you reckon you'd be all right with that?
It's on.
Oh, yes. This is what I like. Isaac's got confidence.
Isaac, your story is fantastic. I wish your family well, especially your dad who's doing it a bit tough at the moment. Rach and I cannot wait to see you on Friday. You'll be taking part. And thanks to Aqua Vitae as well, the day spa and the five-star complex in Port Macquarie, you could be walking away with an ultimate pamper pack for your mum.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
We will see you on Friday, Isaac. That is our first finalist for our Mum's Carrying competition. It's on. It's happening. It's starting.
If you want to register, go to our website. Isn't that correct, Rachel?
Hit.com.au. It is that simple. You can go up against Isaac and his mum. It's going to be amazing.
So the link will be on the page. Click on it. Fill out the details. It is as easy as that. Tell us in 25 words or less why your mum deserves this. And you could be joining us on Friday for this amazing package. It is going to go off.
Also, it's just going to be really fun to see everyone carrying their mums in wheelbarrows.
That's absolutely true. Bodge and Rach this morning.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.